So the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival is going to be Saturday, the 23rd. Have you noticed today is Wednesday, the 20th? And it's a big business driver for the city. They've been doing this for 33 years. I just want to kind of give you an update on that. Tim Crane said he would help out, president and CEO of Wintrust. Hi, Tim. You're on WGN.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific, and we're looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, actually, I think we're going to get just enough cool weather to, you know, wear a hat, but it's not going to be raining or snowing come Saturday. What does it mean to the Central Business District in the city?
Well, first of all, it's the Wintrust Magnificent Mile Lights Festival, as you said, Saturday the 23rd. And last year, this parade's been going on for 33 years, but last year drew over 1 million visitors, filled about 16,000 hotel rooms, and brings in about $3 million in taxes to the city. So it's really pretty significant in terms of a tourist and hospitality event for the city.
And I think there's still plenty of need for us to continue to reintroduce Chicago and downtown Chicago to people. Come downtown. It's safe to come down. It's still beautiful. There's still shopping. There's still restaurants. I don't think we can overstate the importance of that message.
No, I think you're absolutely right, John. And this weekend's a terrific time to start doing that. The Magnificent Mile's been busy, and the city is coming back post-pandemic. So this will just help that, and it's really a beautiful way to showcase the city of Chicago.
Can you just tell us where and when? Just give me a little of the 411 on the logistics or the viewing of it.
Sure. Kind of three big pieces from 11 o'clock in the morning to 4 p.m. at the Wintrust Pavilion, 401 North Michigan Avenue. There'll be live music, interactive booths. You can take pictures with Santa Claus. There'll be some free samples, just a kind of a festive event just north of the river.
That's by the Tribune Tower where we used to be.
That's exactly right, just north of the river.
Yeah.
And then the parade, the largest evening parade in the United States, with Grand Marshals Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse, kicks off at 5:30, runs approximately a mile down Michigan Avenue to the river. And then at 7 o'clock, really special, is the Wintrust Fireworks Spectacular, which lights up the sky over North Michigan Avenue and the Chicago River.
I see. What time are the fireworks?
Right at the end of the parade, typically around 7 o'clock.
Got it. And then
they're worth staying for.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen them in person. I've seen everything up to that. I think maybe because I was leaving work or trying to avoid the crowd. If you've got 1 million people, and then do they get in their cars and go back to the suburbs? Are they coming in from out of town and staying downtown? Talk a little bit about the crowd.
Well, it's obviously a little bit of both. A lot of people spend the day on Michigan Avenue shopping, getting some lunch, waiting for the parade, and it's really a big help to the city. But there are regional participants, too, folks coming in to fill the hotel rooms. And we think about 20% of the population is actually outside of the regional Chicago area. I mean, this is the kickoff to the holiday season, not only for Chicago, but for the nation.
I'm reading here to top it off, two 2024 Olympic gold medalists, track and field star Shamir Little and figure skater Alexa Kinnearum will march with the Wintrust team. So the parade not only includes Mickey and Minnie, but what, marching bands and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse are the grand marshals, but the parade has all sorts of musical groups, all sorts of Illinois kind of featured floats. The Quad City DJs will be performing Space Jam on the Wintrust float. And this is all covered by ABC 7 as well. So for the folks who can't make it, it's on TV Sunday evening, the 24th, from 6 to 7 p.m.
In person, 11 to 4, and then the parade, 5:30 to 6:30-ish, as it goes from, I guess, up by Water Tower Place, north on Michigan Avenue, south to the river. Is that kind of the march?
That's exactly correct, John.
And then the fireworks around 7 o'clock, and that's just the loveliest. Well, it's a lovely part of the city. I'm a fan of all of the features of Chicago, but that's one good way to do it. You'll go by lit trees. The city really sparkles along Michigan Avenue there to there, and then head out for dinner, or maybe you've had something before. We're talking to Tim Crane, the president and CEO of Wintrust. How's the banking business, Tim? How are you all doing these days?
John, the banking business is good, and with events like the Magnificent Mile Parade, Chicago's doing just fine, and lots of healthy companies in Chicago really kind of working hard in toward the year end.
Yeah, are you more interested in the business side, or I guess that would be commercial side, or people like me who are just investors and savers and using a bank in a traditional way?
Well, really both, John. We're Chicago's bank, and there's about 160 Wintrust locations in the Chicagoland area, 200 in the Midwest, and help businesses of all sizes as well as our consumer population, which can bank with us almost anywhere in the local area in their community.
Are you optimistic about the end of the year and the turn of the year? What's your forecast for business in Chicago or your business per se?
Well, yeah, I think it's pretty good. The Fed started to lower rates a little bit, and that's made a little bit of a difference for some businesses. And the economy feels pretty good. And I think people are projecting a pretty healthy shopping season for the holidays.
I wonder, as goes the blank, how goes the businesses in Chicago? Is it interest rates? Do you think that's kind of the lagging driver that we need? Or is there something else that you think will sort of predicate how businesses do?
Well, interest rates help for sure, but Chicago's terrific. I mean, we have great education, we have great health care, we have a vibrant city, we have water for commercial entities. So Chicago's just really, really well positioned to continue to do well, and super excited for events like the Lights Festival, which helps bring people into the city and helps kind of supercharge some of the shopping and economic activity.
I'm with you on that, Tim. I mean, it's not a pivot. You've been there for 33 years with this parade, but it does seem like if we need to still find more ways, innovative ways, to if it's NASCAR, even if you don't love NASCAR, you got to admit that put us on the map. If it's Lollapalooza, if it's this parade, let's remind people Chicago is here and it's a great place to live and do business. And Chicago's bank would know that. Tim Crane, president and CEO of Wintrust. I know you got more to do, Tim, but we'll see you on Saturday at the parade.
Terrific, John. Thank you. Looking forward to seeing everybody.